Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's PolicyGenius.com.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. This fine program is sponsored by Hamilton Telecommunications, bringing you the latest in quality technology and communication services since 1901. Learn more about the residential and business services at HamiltonTel.com. Again, that is HamiltonTel.com. Also, the Adam Carriker Show, partnered with our good friends at Suizo Construction. We did an on-location earlier this summer. They took care of us. Great people, great company. All right, Suizo Construction, where safety isn't just a policy, it's a promise. Suizo is hiring skilled craftsmen, laborers, concrete workers, and steel erectors who value quality work and a team that has your back on and off the job site. Apply today at Suizo.com. 40 years strong in business. Suizo Construction. That's S-C-H-W-I-S-O-W.com. You had something off the text line there, Jake. What you got, man?
Yeah, a few different things here. One says, ask Adam if he could tell us about his bicep workout. He had the biggest biceps in the league at one point, didn't he, Adam?
I love when people will recall stuff from like years ago. Like we're talking like 2012, my first year with the Redskins. So we were doing the podcast, Fourth and Pain, all right? And it was mostly pro wrestling. Then it became half pro wrestling, half football. And I was like, I need some sort of moniker. You know, Scott Steiner had the largest arms in the world or whatever at the time, the pro wrestler. I was like, I got the largest arms on the D-line. So that was my moniker that I ran with. That must be what he's referring to. Largest arms in the league? Yeah, we'll go with that. We'll just run with that. Go with that.
That's pretty good.
Don't let facts get in the way of a good story, all right?
That's a good story. says, I think the another text here. I think the middle of our O-line is actually really good, guard, center, guard, that they are built to run the ball downhill. It was catastrophic error not bringing in a downhill running back to complement Emmett, so I'll be shocked if we don't see Harburg take some of those running back snaps as a downhill back. He's one of our better players and being completely underutilized. He proves last year he's a physical ball carrier. Give him the damn ball.
So I agree he's one of our better players. I agree he's being underutilized. I would be shocked if we see him in this role. They're not putting him at quarterback because they're not taking Dylan off the field, and they're not going to take Emmett off the field, although they do have a special plan for the number two RB position this Saturday. We're not going to know what it is till we see it. Maybe that's it. Maybe it is Harburg. Okay, I like the idea. I just don't expect to see it, but I would be jumping for joy if I saw it. But then who's our – does that mean Carter Nelson gets the other reps at number two tight end? Haven't heard much from him this year, even though we know the talent is there. I don't know. I'm curious to see how all of this plays out. You think about the offensive line, and some of the guys we've had come through here who did okay in college, but maybe surpassed what they did in college in the NFL, which is kind of rare to do. Guys like Nick Gates. And Matt Slauson had a solid college career. I enjoyed stomping a mud hole in him every day in practice. Yeah, take that, Matt. I saw the clip you put out on YouTube about 4 months ago. Get your facts straight, buddy. Love you. And Carl Nix was the guy who played well at Nebraska. I went against him a ton, and I was telling you during the break.
DC politicians want to enact harmful credit card mandates that could take away your cash back and rewards points. Perks that stretch your budget and make life a little easier. Losing these benefits means less money for your family's everyday essentials like gas and groceries. The perks you rely on could disappear, leaving you with higher costs and fewer options. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
I mean, this was like, this wasn't just a Pro Bowl. He was an All-Pro. So the All-Pro is the best guys, best 11 guys on offense and defense from the guys who make the Pro Bowl. Like, these are the best guys, multiple time, perennial All-Pro type guy in the NFL. I mean, he did good at Nebraska, but not that level. And I went against him. I'll just be honest with you. There were days when he'd all of a sudden just grab me and lock me up, and I'd be like, where did this come from? And that was about one out of every 3 days. The other 2 days, he'd kind of get in his stance, and he'd look at me, and I could just tell, you're not exactly excited to be here. I'm not calling him lazy. What I'm saying is he clearly found his way in his process in the NFL. Why do so many of these guys discover that once they're gone? Why don't more of them discover it here? Because that's what we need. And frankly, it'd be better for them. They get drafted higher. They make more money. Any thoughts, Jake?
Yeah, I mean, it is a riddle that we'd love to see. Again, you know, and it is interesting. I want to see how the season kind of plays out, you know, with kind of the interior of that offensive line. Obviously, right now, the offensive tackles in particular look like a spot that needs some improvement. Or what did you call it? Not the strength of the team?
Something like that.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's fascinating. It has happened on more than one occasion and too much throughout Nebraska football. But at this point, you just, you know, sending guys to the league, whether they're undrafted and get a shot, you know, get to the, sixth, seventh round, some of those guys, you know, Nebraska just needs NFL players one way or the other. When are they, you know,
but we're getting them. But we're getting them.
Yeah.
When I tell you the W's in the win column are not matching the talent on the roster for a long time, the offensive line and the success that these guys, by the way, that's three. When I asked you to name some, you're like, oh, that's a long list. There's a lot more to that list that went on to the NFL and played better at a higher, more difficult level than they did here at Nebraska. We have NFL players. We need them to play like that when they're here. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead. I was like, what? We have them. They need to do it.
Well, I'm still not convinced we've had an NFL tackle in quite some time. The interior of the offensive line at times has been pretty good.
Did you know that every starting quarterback for Oklahoma from 2015 to 2023 will be starting in the NFL this weekend? Baker Mayfield, Kyler Murray, Caleb Williams. Who was
Spencer
the kid?
Rattler?
Spencer, he was the kid who transferred. Gosh, there's two more. I'm looking at their pictures. I can't even. Jalen Hurts. There's one more. I can't even think of who it is. I don't know. There's no name, and it's just a number 7. I named 5 of them, but there's 6 that are starting this weekend in the NFL. Think about all the number 1 overall picks and Heisman Trophy winners that they've had. And then also when Lincoln Riley went to USC, that dude's the quarterback whisperer. He just is. And it's undeniable with the top picks, the Heisman winners, and now guys starting in the league. He coached at one point or another every single one of those guys, by the way. Now that I look at those pictures, even though I don't know who number 7 is, I'm just going to say he coached him too. All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. We'll see you fine folks tomorrow. Go Big Red Nose. Remember to throw the bones.
Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to policygenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's policygenius.com.